This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, We were talking with Catherine in regards to our rhododendrons, where on the inside of the plant, you know, there's not a lot of leaves, there's not a lot of much. So I was wondering, you know, is it dead in there? Well, there's a possibility, but that doesn't mean all is lost. So what I'd like to see you do is in those areas on the inside, I want you to scratch the bark. You can do it with your fingernail, where you just scratch to see if there's green underneath the main stem. Now, if you see green underneath the bark, that means it's viable. It's living. So that just means maybe it's not getting enough of, light. How do you do that? Well, we do prune some of the outside branches away from it, thin it out a little bit. Or if it's just a branch and it's going all the way down and the leaves are up a lot higher, we can start to prune it back. Now, a lot of times with rhododendrons, we tend to wait till after it's done flowering in order to prune it, because we don't want to cut off any of the blossoms for this year. It's obviously up to you, but what I'd like to see you do is I'd like to see you actually, I'd like to see you fertilize with a Holytone this spring to help push new growth, help with all of that, the overwintering, getting it ready for the season. But I think, I honestly think it's going to be okay, but I think just scratching the bark to see if it's brown underneath. If it's brown underneath, it's dead. You want to get rid of it. But if it's green, it's viable. I think you're going to be okay.
When would I start the Holytone?
About 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
We want the temperatures to kind of level off just a little bit. The soil temperatures are warming up. We want it to be above 50. For it to really take hold of what we're trying to do. So I think about another 2 weeks and you'll be okay.
You know what? That's wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Perfect.
Now,
yeah.
Don't hang up. There's more.
Perfect.
Bittercress. It's driving me crazy. I keep thinking it's going to go away. When I first moved into my home, I thought that it was cute. Oh, isn't that nice? Look at those cute little flowers. Now, they're everywhere. And they're starting to come up now. I'm done with them. What do I do to get rid of it?
So, for the bittercress, what I'd be looking at doing is using a product soon. Not yet, because the temperatures do have to be above 45 to at least use some of this. So The product I want you to use is called Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Weed Beater Ultra is a product that can be used when it's 45 degrees or warmer versus, like, if you were to use, like a heavy duty killer, wouldn't be able to use it right now because it needs 65 degree temperatures or higher. So you could use the Weed Beater Ultra at this, once the temperatures really get to 45 and stay that way.
Yeah, I've used it before on Creeping Charlie, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, so this will help with that as well. Might need to do it multiple applications to get some that were behind it, but you can definitely use it for this. But again, wait till it's above 45 degrees for multiple days.
You know what? That's great, but what do I do about... I just feel terribly if I have insects that are still sleeping away in the leaves that are laying around.
Okay, so if you want to wait, that's fine too. What you know, once the temperatures start to get above 45 and maybe they're into the 50s, that's when a lot of the insects are going to be waking up anyways. They're going to be more active, right? So what you can do and what I've done is you actually wait till, on this, you would wait till maybe dusk to put the insecticide down, the herbicide down. Because even with like a normal insecticide, organic, I'm sorry. So even with an organic, it can still kill the beneficial insects that you're looking for if it's done at the wrong time. So I'd be looking to be spraying it later in the day by dusk, so you're not getting, a lot of those insects are away for the night. It has the nighttime for it to dry out, and then it's not going to affect them during the day. So that might be a way to do it as well.
Now, last question.
Sure.
And I think that sounds great. I am considering in some areas putting some seed down.
Okay.
How long do I have to wait to do that after an application of Weed Beater?
So I think it's a couple weeks. It's usually, with a product like that, it's usually you need to wait about 2 weeks before reseeding. I'm trying to think here if this one's any different.
Yeah,
usually,
I'm considering, shame on me, up here in the north, I'm considering zoysia or perhaps plugs. I grew up in New York, and we had tremendous luck putting in sod plugs.
Yep.
It always looked terrible in the winter. You know, it just browns out, but it was like walking on a mattress. It was wonderful. It chokes out all the weeds and
I pulled up the label while we were talking, so I can get that information for the Weed Beater Plus. So it says right on it, treated areas may be reseeded 2 weeks after application.
Perfect.
The other thing is, so you had mentioned zoysia grass. It says right underneath it, applications to dormant Bermuda grass, zoysia grass, and St. Augustine grass may be used to control actively growing broadleaf weeds. So as you know, with the zoysia grass, if it's active, sometimes it can affect it. So that's why, so you got to look for that and just say maybe it's in the dormant periods of the zoysia grass, which is early in the season,
right,
to be spraying. So just as for the future, if it's still there, just think about spraying if you have the zoysia grass there.
That's wonderful. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a great day.
No problem, Catherine. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Massachusetts.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question that is, I believe I called them before a few weeks ago, but that was a while back. But anyway, I had a question. It's not your usual question, a garden club question, but I think it does relate to the topics of your show. If it doesn't, let me know.
Sure.
I've been seeing more than once, maybe three or more times, these professionals, some are doctors and, you know, this, that, and the other, and they state this, what they say is a fact, and I do believe them because it makes sense, that one carrot or apple, it would take 15 carrots or apples today to equal the nutrition of one carrot or apple or any kind of fruit or vegetable that they grew back in 1960 or 1950. And they say this is because they farm and they plant and they harvest and they don't let the remaining things that's left go into the ground and put the nutrition and the strength back into the ground. And, I better let you go, I guess.
Definitely you can hang tight with me if you want, but I can definitely address that on the other side of the break because you're not far off on that answer. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Daryl. He was bringing up some great information, right? He was saying, you know, there are studies out there. Scientists have looked into this, saying that we're not getting as much of the nutrients from eating the vegetables from major producers, because there's not as much nutrients in it as there was maybe 60s, 70s. And the number's like 15 carats to one, right?
Yes.
There's a reason behind that. And you brought up the fact that the scientists are saying that they are really just pulling them out, going to the next one, not letting anything kind of grow back into the ground. Well, so what's happening is, our crops, our soil is not getting really fed. It's not getting the nutrients it needs. So what's happening is we're feeding the plant and only the plant versus taking care of the soil at the same time. And so the process of letting some of these plants die back into the soil, or when you're done with them, just grow back into the soil, what it does is it keeps all those microbes, those nutrients, everything that's there in the soil, so that when it comes time for the next season, it's easier to start the fertilization program to get everything because the microbes are already there. What do the microbes do? The microbes help grow healthier root system, which means more nutrients pulled up into the plant, into the fruit, so it's healthier.
Yeah.
So what has happened over the past 60 years is we have harvested very quickly, we grow things very quickly, and we turn it over very quickly. So some of this has to do with multiple things. I mean, there's not as much land to farm on anymore. So they're stuck in different areas. They can't do what they call crop rotation as easily because they're stuck with X amount of square footage. So from there, what crop rotation also does is certain plants like certain nutrients, etc., if you rotate them, it's not just constantly taking out all the nutrients specifically for that. So like, say you grew carrots in the same spot for 60 years, it's pulling all those nutrients out, and they're not going to be as good. Whereas you rotate, you put carrots in a different section, put tomatoes in that section, it'll pull different nutrients. So that's part of the process. And I definitely think there's a lot of science to it. I'm not a scientist, and I can't, you know, I'm not going into those details. But I will say I have to agree, because the nutrients aren't the same. And, you know, I talked about it a little bit earlier, but Jeff Lowenfeld, who is a heavily into our industry, the green industry, has done tons of studies on soil microbes, etc., and he has found that leaving the plants in the ground over winter, like vegetables, is a stronger way to build better nutrients for the next season. The fact of the matter is he's in Alaska. Alaska doesn't have a long growing season, so he's looking for things to work. So if it can work in Alaska, it can work in Massachusetts, it can work all over. And so we're pulling tons of nutrients out of the ground and not putting them back.
Yeah.
We constantly talk about feeding our lawn, but we're feeding the soil. We talk about feeding the vegetable gardens, but we're feeding the plants. We need to think about feeding the soil as well.
Right, and I agree.
And that's where products like Love Your Soil or sulfur come into play. And I talk about them a lot using into the lawn, but you can use them in multiple areas. And what it does is it helps any of the trapped nutrients in the soil get released. Why do we want to do that? Well, if they're trapped and they're stuck, they can be heavy amounts of these nutrients, but they're just not active because it's stuck. So you could fertilize and fertilize and fertilize, and nothing changes. But if you release them, it kind of flushes out the system, allows us to then fertilize not just the plants, but the soil as well. Well, so you're definitely on to something, Daryl, and I appreciate you calling and bringing that up.
Yeah, I had a couple of more points, but that's okay. I'll call another time.
That's up to you. You can hang tight if you want, but if you don't, we can talk another time. It was a great topic to bring up, so I do appreciate it.
Yeah, we can talk another time. I'll let somebody else talk, so you have a great day.
You too, Daryl. We're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. U.S. officials say Russia has used hypersonic missiles in its war against Ukraine. Reportedly the first time a hypersonic missile has been knowingly used in combat. Video posted by the Russian Defense Ministry shows a missile hitting a building followed by a huge explosion. Moscow has said the strike destroyed a large underground weapons storage site. The town of Carbon, Texas has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres, about 100 miles west of Fort Worth.
All this is material things, but it's still heartbreaking, and we're just hoping to rebuild.
A federal jury will hear opening statements tomorrow in the trial of a Long Island woman accused of luring four young men to their slaughter by more than a dozen members of the MS-13 street gang. Prosecutors say Lanice Escobar helped orchestrate the 2017 massacre as a teenage associate of the gang before falsely claiming to be a victim in the ambush. This is USA Radio News.
Several people were injured when an L.A. County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. The helicopter was on its way to recover the victim of a vehicle accident. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
The aircraft landed just a few feet from a 200-foot drop down to Morris Dam below. So the fact that it did not roll over, go all the way down, or that there was no fire is nothing short of a miracle.
Indiana health officials are testing water and air quality following a fire at a Walmart distribution center. The fire in Plainfield this past week produced large clouds of smoke containing particulate material. Local health departments say that may cause health problems. An investigation into the fire's cause remains ongoing. Officials in Dumas, Arkansas, say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children. At least one person was killed outside a car show raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. Organizer Wallace McGee.
This had never happened with us in our event, ever.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Lowell.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, too. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. I really love how you play your dad's commercials.
Well, thank
Still
you.
In the Louis Armstrong, too.
Got to keep a minute. Absolutely,
yeah. We listened to him for years on Sunday mornings, and now we'll listen to you for years on Sunday mornings.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, about 20 years ago, we bought a couple of fir trees from the Middlesex, conservation thing there. You know,
yep.
We bought a blue one and a green one, and beautiful trees. They were seedlings. Didn't give them quite enough space 20 years ago, And
yep.
So as they grew, I realized that I had to do something. The blue one is beautiful, and it's grown, over 20 feet tall. The green one never kind of caught it, did anything, got to maybe 6 feet or something, and it was getting in the way of the bigger tree. So we cut it down and used it for Christmas this year.
Perfect.
I saved the tip of the tree. I didn't want to let it go, and I put it in water, and I've actually got growth now coming out of the top.
Okay.
So I want to plant it. I have some of the Olivia's cloning gel that I got at Mahoney's.
Yep.
And I've got like three little growths coming off of it. One of them is about 3 inches plus. The other one's 2 inches plus. So I want to try and grow another tree.
I think you definitely can. Have you started to see any roots form on that tip at all? Nothing?
No, not at the bottom.
Okay.
I've got like the crown. It's probably, maybe a 9-inch section all told or something. No roots at all on the bottom.
That's okay. That's really okay.
Right. So I was wondering, I don't know if I trim the green growth and try and root that, or if I trim further, higher up on the original brown growth there, the original stem at the top, and try and root that.
So I would keep the whole piece intact that you have. We're looking to use that gel that you have for cuttings to start to push the rooting part of it. What I would look at doing now that you have some growth coming out, excuse me, is I would take a cut off at the bottom so it's a fresh cut.
Yep.
And then maybe remove a little bit of the needles from the bottom so you get a little bit of a – so it's not all just needles when you put it into the soil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'd be looking to do is remove some of those lower needles, maybe about a half inch or so.
Yeah.
Maybe an inch. Clean, you know, get rid of it, the needles, and make that fresh cut so it has – so the seal is basically broken on the bottom of it.
Okay.
Right? Then you dip that cutting into that cloning gel, unless you get the liquid, whichever one you got.
I have the gel.
Okay. So you're going to dip it in there so that whole area is covered. So you cover the entire stem that's going to be underneath the soil.
Okay.
And then you put it right into the soil, push the soil around it to hold it tight. But it's definitely going to help produce the root system a little bit quicker. This gel is quicker than the powder.
Yeah.
So I actually found that cloning gel while I was searching for products for the spring, because I purchased those for the Mahoney's. And that was one of the things I was looking for. A gel to help with propagation and root development is a little bit quicker than some of the powders.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why I added it to the line at Mahoney's, and you grabbed it, which is great. So I think it'll be a lot better for you to use this, and I think you're going to get some growth on it without a problem.
Nice. Yeah, no, I mean, many, many years ago, when I was in school, I worked at greenhouses, and I used to work for Spence Farm in Woburn.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and I worked on the greenhouses. They had a long greenhouse along 93 in Reading, and there was an old Swedish guy in there named Gunnar.
Yep.
And that's where I learned about the cuttings back in the day. It was mostly geraniums back then.
Yep, definitely. I'll tell you, so a funny story about that is Tom Spence,
who
actually went to college with my father.
Okay. I did not realize that.
His best friend was my father's roommate at UMass Amherst, the gentleman's name was Dana Whitman. He had greenhouses on the South Shore, but Tom Spence was Dana Whitman's best friend. So the two of them went to school together. The funnier part about that is, fast forward, I graduate from college. I go to work for the company I used to work for, which was Northeast Nursery. A couple years in, Tom Spence retires because they don't have the whole area any longer.
Yeah.
Tom Spence starts working for Northeast Nursery with me.
I do remember him going there, now that you mention it, yeah.
So the funny, like, it's how crazy the world is, but so he went to school with my father. I end up working with him years later, but Spence Farm is a great, has always been, everybody in that area knows it.
Yeah.
You mentioned Spence Farm, and a lot of people say, yeah, I worked there for a number of years, so.
Yeah. I actually lived in the farmhouse for years with Tom's younger brother, Buzz.
Buzz, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Buzz well, too, so that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, Buzz is doing well now. He's retired down in Florida.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. That's amazing. That's funny how the world is.
It is. I did not know that you guys were all knew each other that well.
Crazy, I know.
All right, so thank you very much. And what, just put this right in, like, the Mahoney's potting mix?
Yeah, do the not the outdoor organic, just the professional potting.
Yep.
Because when it goes outside, if it were to go outside, once it does, you would want to use the organic potting soil because that one has a little bit more heavier soil. Okay. Right now, we're trying to develop root system. And the professional potting mix is a lighter mix to it for things like this, for annuals, so that they're not having heavy soil. We want the roots to develop, and that's the way to go.
Right.
What I would suggest doing is putting the soil in the container first. I would then water the soil because what it does is it kind of compacts it a little bit. Yep. It kind of brings it down. Add a little bit more soil if it needs, so it's, you know, because sometimes it'll just shrink. Mm-hmm. Add some more soil, water it again so it's really compact in there. Let the soil dry out a little bit so it's not just soaking wet, because we don't want to wash off that gel. So you let it dry out a little bit, then you can put it right in there and be fine. I definitely think this is the way to go for you.
Okay, great. And then keep it indoor. How long do you think, maybe indoor? I mean, should I put it outside in the summer, maybe? Just
I would definitely put it outside in the summer. Okay. Let's just wait. I would wait on that because we really wanted to develop a good root system until after about May 20th.
Okay.
Okay. And that'll be the last time for, like, frosts, really, in our area. So I see no problem. I'd wait until that point, then get it outside. You could even get it outside during the day sooner to, like, harden it off.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like protecting an annual going outside before you put it in the ground. Same way, we're hardening it off, getting used to the cold weather. And then you'd have all season to grow it and keep going. And you don't necessarily have to put it right into the ground. You can keep it in that container so you can really develop it and get that root system really stronger. Because sometimes if you go too quickly into the ground, you know, some of that soil might fall right off and it loosen all the roots that you've done, might do more damage. So maybe wait until midsummer to almost plant it.
Okay.
And continue to water it throughout that whole process as well, obviously.
All right. So I get a good sized container.
Definitely. That's what I would do.
All right.
All right, Bill.
Thanks again, Patrick. Great talking to you.
You as well. You have a great one.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Do you have another call on the line? So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in Osterville.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Maybe I did this too early, but I used MagiCal and Love My Soil on my lawn yesterday after we had some severe rains. And my question is, was it too soon? And the other thing, too, is that I have a rotary spreader, a small rotary spreader, and I had set the MagiCal on 4, and it actually should have been on 8 or 6. So I put a double dose of it on the lawn. Is that going to inhibit it or affect it in any way?
I don't think so, to be honest. I think you're right on time for you. Down on the Cape, the soil temperatures are a lot warmer than they are on the northern part of Massachusetts. So in Osterville, your temperatures are warming up, so that means your soil is becoming more active. So I see it as the perfect timing to do it. So you're good on that. What I would look at doing is, and you said you put it on 4, so it was double the rate. Now, do you know,
I put it on 4, and then when I realized that it was should have been on 6, I did it on 4 again.
Okay.
So I did 2 applications.
Well, so that's actually okay, because the double the rate sometimes can actually help break down the trapped nutrients, break down a lot of those things. So I don't see it as an issue, because you can actually put up to 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet and be okay. Because it is organic, so it's got some sulfur in it. It's not like it's heavy in nitrogen or one of those things where it's going to burn the lawn. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to be okay, really.
Great. Is it too early to put down for the hydrangea, I can't think of the name of the fertilizer.
The Holytone or the 10-10-10?
Yes. Yes.
So for you, you know, maybe another week or so, but I think you could, I mean, if you put it down now, that would be fine. But if you want to wait another week, that's fine. Up to you on it, to be honest.
And I'm seeing, my last question is, I'm seeing yet again, lots of holes in my lawn. They're probably an inch and a half wide. They don't go down very deep. But the lawn is covered with these little holes. Do you know what kind of a critter? I don't think it's slugs or that kind of thing.
So, it could be, to be honest, it could be skunks coming in trying to get some of those insects like grubs in the soil or those things. But it's hard to say that right now considering the fact that grubs really aren't active because they go lower in the system. But they could be a animal digging. It could also be it could be a number of things. I don't think it would be like a mole or a vole because you would just see like volcanoes in different areas. So I don't think it's that. But I think it's something looking for insects, but it's early for that to be happening. So that's why I kind of am going back and forth at the moment.
Could I hold
yeah.
on after this? Thank
Definitely.
You.
So hang tight All with right. the break. We're going to take that break. We will be back in a few to wrap up the show and finish up with Jan here. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Jan. She had a question right at the end there. So, Jan, can you just repeat the question so we can get the right answer for you?
Sure. My lawn has holes about an inch and a half to 2 inches in diameter. It happens every year. And it usually starts at the end of February, beginning of March. When I'm not sure. I don't think they're grubs, but should I put down some kind of Rub-X or?
So the thing that and the reason why I was just kind of going back and forth with what it could be is, so usually if they're you said they were dug in, like from above, does it kind of look like, or is it a hole that is kind of just like erupted? So that's maybe I should have started with that.
It's not. It looks like it's been dug out. You can see the top layer of the soil has been pulled back.
Yep. So sometimes it could, to be honest, it could be squirrels. It could be chipmunks. It could be, you know, usually skunks or raccoons go a little bit deeper. So, but it could be either of those. Moles and voles are really creating like little volcanoes because they're coming out from under the ground.
I see.
So that's why, you know, that's kind of why I went to the skunk, because it's coming from above. But it could be like a squirrel trying to dig up nuts that they buried, or nuts that have fallen. Chipmunks kind of do the same thing, but they're more like closer to buildings, stumps, those types of things. Looking for stuff that's, you know, underground for them. Again, you know, what I'd almost want you to do is if you, in a couple of those areas, like to the side of where those holes are, dig up and see if you're seeing any insects underneath it, like a grub that's right on the top. Because that could be the reason. But I do think it might be squirrels or chipmunks.
I do have a lot, I have a lot of squirrels, and a lot of trees, a lot of squirrels, a lot of chipmunks.
I think that could be at this time, because like I said, grubs are not really towards the top of the soil right now. They haven't warmed up enough, but they will start to come out in April, and that's where you'll see skunks digging in a yard to get those insects. So that's, you know, that's where in between.
Well, they're digging for something for sure, and they've covered my lawn. I don't have a big lawn. It's probably 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
It's very quite small, but it's about every 2 or 3 inches. These holes are everywhere.
Gotcha.
Is there anything I can put down?
So some of it you could be using like a squirrel and chipmunk repellent. There's one from Bonide. It's basically it's rat magic because that would work for those. But they have a liquid form where it's, I think it says chipmunk squirrel repellent, but it's the same active ingredient as the rat magic. You could spray that in the area, and that's a repellent for those animals. That might be worth doing.
Okay, I have used rat magic before without much success, but it's been the tiny sprinkle on.
Yeah, so this is a liquid form, so you could just take the hose and spray the entire area and keep it away.
Okay, I'll try that.
I would definitely try that. All right.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Jan, you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank
now.
You. Bye-bye. All right, we got about less than a minute left, so we'll kind of wrap up the show here. I appreciate all the phone calls today. You can definitely tell spring is here. We're tending to get some more phone calls. Everybody's getting excited. I'm excited. I can't wait for spring to be in full effect. I mean, it is spring today, so happy spring, but it's not, you know, just getting started. So let's get excited. Let's enjoy it. I think it's going to be a great spring season. So I really think it's going to be a good season. So enjoy it. Get out there, clean up, do some things today and tomorrow, this week. Get ready for spring. It's going to be awesome this year. So I appreciate everybody for listening. Up until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. And I'd be amiss if I didn't say, Hockey East champions, UMass back-to-back. I love it. Let's go for the national championship again. We'll be back in a week. We'll see you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.